Go ahead and get started.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to the proposed rules regarding Title 98 WAC Department of Licensing Cemetery Board and Title 308 WAC Department of Licensing. This hearing is being held in Room 1 of the Davenport Grand Hotel at 10:30 a.m. on February 26, 2020. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 20-03-156, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on January 21st, 2020. Copies of the proposed rules are available in the back of this room. My name is Rick Little, and my title is Vice Chair of the Washington State Funeral and Cemetery Board. The Washington State Funeral and Cemetery Board has designated me to preside over this hearing. These rules are proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 68.05.0105 and RCW 18.39.175 and Chapter 18.39 RCW. The Funeral and Cemetery Board is proclamating rulemaking to incorporate ESSB 5001, which was passed during the 2019 legislative session. These rules will cover the two new dispositions, alkaline hydrolysis and natural organic reduction. In addition to ESSB 5001 changes, the board is repealing Chapter 98 in its entirety and is rewriting and merging all relevant funeral and cemetery rules into Chapter 308 for ease of use. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today. If there's any questions, we have Rick Strovic, Administrator, Kim Hall, Board Staff, Stephanie Sams, Policy Advisor, Pamela Grice, Board Staff, and Thomas Mowry, Board Staff. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located at the back table. You will be called up to testify in the order of which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed hearing. The department has received written comments of these rules from Ms. Lydia Webb and Mr. Walt Patrick. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements. At this time, there is nobody here, so we will take a recess and reconvene in a while. It is 11 o'clock, and there's nobody here for comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will summarize all matters presented today, including all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules, and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written statements. This hearing is adjourned.